Yeah, I can hear you, Dario, but you're a little quiet.
Yeah, you're kind of faint.
I think that's the best I'm going to get right now.
So the person who we don't have on is Justin, but he may be joining us in a few minutes. Sometimes he has to like drop his kids off in the morning and stuff, although he's online. Wait a second here. So I received messages from a couple of people, Chris and Barry both said that they had other commitments this morning. So, and John replied to me and said he had a commitment this morning. And George is in China, so I think we should go ahead and get started. So I thought maybe I'd give a little introduction. Brandon and Dario have been working with Dennis over the last month or so, I guess, to work on some addition of inflorescence terms. And in the process, they found that they weren't too happy with the way the branches and the axes were set up in the PO. So they took on this project, which was to revise the inflorescence branches and axes terms. And so we have a Google Doc that, I probably need to share my screen, don't I? Sorry, I forgot to do that with everything going on about the storm today. Okay. So we have a Google Doc going, so I'm going to go ahead and go to the Google Doc, and you probably have seen some issue chapters opening. And maybe if you're not talking, you can mute your mic, and that way it's easier for everyone to hear. Because we have a lot of people on the call. So I'm going to turn this over to Brandon and Dario and let them explain their thinking here, and then we can discuss the revisions.
Sure. So basically, when we were, as Laurel said, coming up with the different types of inflorescence that will go into the PO, we found that the transition between using axis and branch was a bit confusing and threw off the ordering and was difficult to actually write the definitions for some of these inflorescence types. And I tried to create a summary for that in the first page of the document on Laurel's screen now. And basically the gist is, if you look at the end of the first paragraph, it says, a third order inflorescence branch in the PO is equal to what is commonly referred to in literature as a fourth order inflorescence axis. And so in sort of mapping this out and looking at the history of things in the tracker and annotating some images, we found that on the further pages where we have an illustration, I think maybe pages 3 and 4 of the document, we have images annotated with the terms, the current system and this proposed revision, where we stick with axis, go from inflorescence axis to first order axes and then higher order axes and then order those second through 10th inflorescence axis.
So maybe I could just interject a comment here.
Sure.
So, like back in, we set this up back in about 2011, and the way it was designed was we had a general term for inflorescence axes, and then coming from that, we had the inflorescence branch as they have in this nice diagram here. And under that, we had a first order inflorescence axis, and then the branches would come off of that. And you see, originally this was done the way you proposed it now with the axes, and we decided to switch the synonyms and the names. So that was done in about 2013, where we made the second order inflorescence axes, we call it a primary inflorescence branch, this piece here. And so you can see this goes up through the ranks, and each one of these has an exact synonym on it for the axes term. So when they proposed doing this, originally they had wanted to obsolete all these terms, and I suggested to them that it make more sense just to go back to the way we had it before if they felt strongly about this system, and switch the synonyms for the names again. So they would become what they show here in this lower diagram. The first order inflorescence axes would stay the same. What we called inflorescence branch would become a new name but it would be the same sort of thing, but it'd be a general term called higher order inflorescence axis. And then all the following axes would have their axes name, and the branch term would go into the synonym field.
So question.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of, so you're creating a renaming the inflorescence branch to higher order inflorescence axis, right?
Yes. Yes.
And the inflorescence branch would become a synonym.
Yes.
Yes.
That is fine. As long as the IDs stay the same. That's
That was my concern too, that didn't want to obsolete these and have to recreate them. So let's kind of start at the top and we'll work our way down through the revisions.
Okay. So if we start with inflorescence axis, you'll see that nothing changes here but the comment. So we've expanded the comment a bit.
Why don't you just read the definition and the whole thing?
Sure. A shoot axis that is part of an inflorescence is the definition of inflorescence axis. We propose no revisions to the definition. There is no comment currently, but instead we, like as I said, the only revision is to the comment, and we flesh that out, talk about two major differences that are commonly referred to when people are talking about inflorescences, indeterminate and determinate growth. And this is something that Pankaj talked about a bit, I think, during our last call, inflorescence as being determinate or indeterminate. So we thought we could incorporate some of that into this comment. And so there's not much of anything proposed here other than fleshing out the comment more for inflorescence axis.
One suggestion I had was maybe not diagnose. I don't know if I would use that word.
Okay. I was thinking about people identifying the inflorescences they're working with.
Yeah. But
I could see that being an awkward term.
There was a word right on the tip of my tongue that I was thinking about yesterday. And
discriminate between types?
Discriminate?
Delineate, identify?
Delineate, yeah. Identify is good.
Excuse me.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Complete your sentence. Otherwise,
I was just looking at my notes here. So I'll just put a little highlight on this because that's what we're talking about, maybe changing that. Instead of saying active meristematic tissue, I would say, I would use the PO shoot apical meristem.
Okay. Do that.
Actually, it should not be shoot. It is a shoot apical meristem, but do we have inflorescence apical meristem?
I think we do.
Because it is a shoot apical meristem, but it has transitioned into a inflorescence apical meristem.
Yeah, I do think there is an inflorescence apical meristem.
Well, we have apical meristem. Let's look and see what children we have of it. No, we have root apical meristem and shoot apical meristem.
So we need two. No, there is reproductive shoot apical meristem.
And there's reproductive.
Click on that.
Meristem.
And then there is inflorescence apical meristem and flower apical meristem.
Yeah, we'll use that.
Okay, so in the indeterminate one, it has an active inflorescence apical meristem.
Mm-hmm.
And in the determinate one, your inflorescence apical meristem terminates, has transitioned into a floral apical meristem. And that's the end of it. That leads to the development of flower.
Okay.
So we have flower meristem. Okay, I'll copy that and stick it in there too for reference.
So do we have a relationship somewhere later on after you've done these things?
What's the question, Pankaj?
No, finish what you're doing right
okay.
now.
Okay, I'm good.
Yeah, determinate axis has flower meristem at the end that develops into a floral bud and obviously the flower later on. It terminates into that. Do we have the relationships develops from, like flower develops from flower meristem?
Probably. You know, those don't show up on here. Let's look in the neighborhood view. Oh, and
there is something.
You have this problem that the relations aren't displayed properly.
And does it show up? If you click on the flower, does it show up on the graph views?
Maybe. Lovely browser that we have isn't cooperative.
Mm-mm.
No. We can double check that though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Same is for inflorescence meristem.
Let me make a comment here.
So, Dario, we saw that there is inflorescence apical meristem, right?
Yep.
But I think there might be some places you may find some mutants that, let's say, if it is a branched inflorescence, there could be a mutant where they're saying that the lateral branch or inflorescence branch meristem does not differentiate, or it just continues to have, instead of throwing in a normal way, throwing the branches, it just continues to grow, have only the peduncle and the main inflorescence axis, first order. It doesn't generate second and third and fourth order. So I was wondering, do we need the lateral inflorescence apical meristem, or which will be on the branches?
I mean, in so many different types of inflorescences, you would have those higher order axes that would develop from the axillary buds, axillary meristems. Are you asking if we should remove that term?
No. What I'm asking is that we just have a generic, we have a just for inflorescence apical meristem, we just have one term, right? So we don't have so it's getting to a point, Lal and Dennis and everybody, is that based on the spatial aspect, this inflorescence apical meristem could be on the first order branch or could be on the second order or third order or the fourth order branch.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. And we have not created those instances.
Right. So we just have an inflorescence apical meristem. I think that's what you're saying is, do we need an inflorescence lateral meristem? Correct? Is that what you're, that's what you're...
Oh, but on the laterals, it would still be an apical meristem.
That is true, but the origin of that lateral apical meristem is not the actual first order apical meristem. It could be anything else. You see what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I understand. Is that something that we could cover in a comment, just saying that this may arise from here or from here? Because technically they're the same thing.
So think about it in a way that, for example, give you an analogous situation, and I don't know what actually happens in. So analogous situation is in roots, where you have a primary root and it has the root apical meristem at its tip, right? And then a lateral root develops and forming a branch. First order branch of that root of the primary root, right? For example, so when it begins, that the root apical meristem that forms for the lateral root, the beginning starts from pericycle and not from the actual first order root apical meristem. Once it is differentiated and has formed the primary meristem, then from that point onwards, the lateral root apical meristem is exactly the same as the primary root apical meristem. but the beginning is different. Right? So we can.
But it's different than shoots, because shoots don't arise endogenously. They arise right at the apex, you know, as the shell zone between the leaf and the axis. So they're superficial in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
And technically the same thing is arising from both of those meristems. You're getting inflorescence axes, whether they're the first order or second order, they're still just shoot axes of an inflorescence.
Well, let's look at it this way, maybe. I see the conundrum here. If you have an inflorescence and it's branched, basically it's the same as a vegetative axis. It's branched. It's just that it ends up terminating in flowers. But otherwise, everything that gives rise to it, it's the same process. Or I should say, it's in the same place topologically, and you know, developmentally, it's the same, except that it's what's going to happen to it at all of those at the very end is different. But the root analogy is a good one, which is why we came up with these orders, because you know, you want to talk about a primary root, secondary root, tertiary root, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
I think it should parallel, I guess, another way to look at it, which I hadn't thought of before, but it needs to parallel the way we talk about vegetative branches at a certain sense, in a certain sense.
Mm-hmm.
Could we scroll up a little bit? Laura, would you mind scrolling up just so I can see the definition of this? Thanks.
I can make this a bit smaller if you look at the screen.
Yeah. I don't know how the definition of a meristem that would produce one of these laterals would technically be different from this definition.
Let's take a look at how they're laid out in the branches.
That's a good idea.
Or in the lateral meristem. So this is one of the issues with changing these too, is that a branch is actually defined as a shoot axis that develops from an axillary bud meristem, multiple divisions of a meristematic apical cell, which is in the lower plants. So, and if we look at so we have inflorescence, currently we still have inflorescence branch. But you know, it might be worthwhile to kind of go back and review the meristem terms too. We have quite a few terms in the meristem area.
Across all the PO or within the inflorescence terms?
I mean, across all the PO, the whole meristem setup is probably worth reviewing.
Okay.
You know, because, you know, we have, if we look at the apical meristem and what's under it, we have a root apical meristem, shoot apical meristem, and then the children of that are reproductive or vegetative. So I think this is where we want to look. So we just have the embryo shoot apical meristem there.
I think you just want to look at reproductive there.
Yeah.
Everything else.
We want to look at what we had for branches, so for the axillary ones. Yeah, so we have flower meristem or inflorescence apical.
Yeah, okay. That all makes sense. That all goes there then. And then where is the one you were talking about?
Need to be checked. What's that? I'm sorry?
Is there a axillary bud one in here somewhere?
Yeah.
Did you say?
Yeah.
I don't know how you get to it, but there is something called axillary meristem or axillary inflorescence meristem.
Yeah, I'm surprised there wasn't another reproductive there.
axillary reproductive. We have an axillary reproductive bud. Yeah.
You know why I think I'll tell you something. I think I know why we're using reproductive in some things, because we want to talk about reproductive shoots so that we can incorporate conifers and things and not have them be flowers because we're not Germans.
Yes.
The Germans would use inflorescence for a pine cone.
So tell me, what was the question? Why we are using reproductive shoot apical meristem?
I would use reproductive shoot apical meristem in the sense of us being more inclusive so that we can include the conifers, for example.
That is true. But also because the shoot apical meristem, what we are referring to is mainly the vegetative.
Correct.
Right, because for example, in rice, which is a short day photoperiod flowering plant, or canola or Arabidopsis, which is a long day flowering plant, as long as, let's say, Arabidopsis is long day flowering. So as long as there is short day, the shoot apical meristem stays in the vegetative state. It keeps on giving only the leaves.
But right.
The moment it sees the long day photoperiod, the shoot apical meristem stops, there is a suppression of leaf development portion, and then there is a transition, there is a phase transition from developing leaves to the reproductive structures. And that's where in order to have that transition phase, and then following that, there would be no leaf, only floral structures on it.
That's true for everything, and even a pine cone.
Right, so that's why we have the vegetative and the reproductive. Even though, technically speaking, it has the same Wuschel and the Clavata and all sorts of genes that are maintaining themselves in the shoot apical meristem.
Right.
But there are other players that starts playing in.
So we have a different, and then we want to identify a new product.
Yes, because the expression of genes and the protein products change, or the cocktail of genes and transcripts and proteins change in that shoot from that transition phase onwards. And there are genes involved in making that transition happen.
Yeah, so I like this, you know, the setup. We obviously were thinking about that stuff because you can have a lycopodium in here.
Right. Yeah.
You can even have certain kinds of ferns in there if you want to, the ones that Mundas and stuff. So from our perspective, that's good.
And so then, is this problem taken care of with the inflorescence axillary in bud, that term? It seems like it's included in that.
So say it again.
This problem that we have where there's that phase transition that you just explained to us, is that taken care of by the inflorescence axillary bud term?
No. Inflorescence axillary bud is different. So you
that it comes off of. So you have to think of this as reiteration once you start branching.
So what is inflorescence branch meristem?
Yeah, we have inflorescence branch meristem.
So I think it should be
revised if we take out the inflorescence branches.
I think this inflorescence branch meristem is inflorescence branch apex meristem.
Yeah, or axillary meristem.
I think that this would be an axillary, like Laurel was saying, and not the first order access.
Wait a second.
Because the idea is that this comes off of the inflorescence axis, one of the inflorescence axes.
Can you take a look at this thing that I'm sending on the chat?
Oh, okay.
URL. So, Dennis, in this bottom one, AP1 mutant. I think that the inflorescence branches that are showing up on the top, the top four next to I, are those axillary? I would just say those are lateral. I won't say it is axillary. Axillary would have a leaf or leaf-like structure on the bottom of, at the base of the that branch. I'm talking about these ones.
These, we can't see what you're pointing at. Oh, there we go, okay.
If there was a leaf structure at the base, then it would consider as an axillary, but I don't think this is axillary. It is a lateral inflorescence first order branch.
Right.
Yep.
Well, it used to be called that. Well, it is called that currently still, but.
So it has something to do with the tassel branch thing in the case of in corn.
Right, in maize, yeah. In the tassel inflorescence.
Yep.
Okay,
those are not axillary, actually.
Do we have a proposal? What we've kind of gotten to the, what's your proposal that you're suggesting?
I think what we are looking at is what the term, where did we go to the term? I think what we have is an inflorescence apical meristem that is absolutely fine.
Here.
And right, that is the one. And then you have the lateral inflorescence or inflorescence branch, whatever you want to call it, or higher order inflorescence branch apical meristem. If we can have those, then that makes a little bit more sense. So, for example, that lateral higher order branch inflorescence apical meristem is missing in the case of F, but it is present in the case of I. You see?
Right.
I see it too.
And it's not just this one, but it's these meristems in here that form these branches.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This one is still there.
Right. That way you would be able to differentiate between the actual, your primary inflorescence axis, apical meristem, versus the lateral ones. So once they have given rise to it, then it is exactly the same performance. But
okay, so I'm going to make a note on the...
I'll remove that.
I'll make a note on the Google Doc here. Okay, so what we're proposing then is some revisions to the meristem terms.
Mm-hmm.
Oops, I don't need it in capital, though.
And I'm sending another link in the URL, in the chat. Feel free to review that paper.
Is this what you were getting at? Maybe a lateral inflorescence, lateral meristem?
Yeah.
It'd be very important to make sure that it's not referred to as a lateral meristem, but an apical meristem. It may be giving rise to lateral structures, but a lateral meristem gives rise to secondary growth.
Right, right. You're right. Thank you, Melanie. I'm glad you're here. So this inflorescence, apical meristem, but then we need to differentiate.
What do you mean by secondary growth?
Well, lateral meristems include the vascular cambium and the cork cambium, and they give rise to...
Oh, okay, yeah, that's an old way of looking at it.
So
we have a lateral meristem.
But if you have apical in there, you don't have to worry about that.
Right, and so to be consistent with your inflorescence branches nomenclature that you were showing, you might just say a higher order inflorescence branch apical meristem.
In fact, that usually we used to, I remember it, as a student, they used to talk about apical meristems and lateral meristems.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like it would give rise to higher order axes that are not subtended by a profil. Dennis, is that right?
What?
It seems like this meristem would give rise to higher order axes, and those axes are not subtended by a profil. There are no profiles. Is that right?
No. There would be, there's always a profil, like in the monocots in particular, there's always a profil. Wherever the inflorescence branches, there's going to be a profil or a rudiment of a profil. Because you can't, in a way, they don't dichotomize. So they're, it's teleological here, but to be able, for an inflorescence to be able to branch, it's going to have a branch come out of an axil. And then for it to branch again, there's going to have to be another axil created.
Okay, so it gives rise to lateral first order inflorescence axes?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Let me just put the POID in here so we know this is an actual term. I'll just put et cetera so we can fill this in after. So I think we'll need to go back and how would we call that if it's an inflorescence apical meristem that gives rise to a lateral inflorescence axis? Maybe we should go back and see. We've only got off on the first term yet here, so. So the discussion started because there's this mention of the different meristem types at the tip of the inflorescence, correct? So this one terminates in a flower meristem. This one terminates in an inflorescence apical meristem. And then the discussion moved to how to name the inflorescences, meristems that are on the sides of the inflorescence, main inflorescence axes that give rise to where'd the picture go that we had? Give rise to these inflorescence, what we used to call inflorescence branches. And we do have an existing inflorescence branch meristem term, which we probably need to revise, right? This is a can of worms, yeah. I tell you. This revising these axes and branches, this has already been a huge amount of work, and it's going to be even more if we proceed with this. Because there's a lot of related terms in the PO. But if it makes it better, I think it's a good thing to do. Okay, but so let's keep moving, though, because it's already almost 9. Any further comments about this? We can flag this to come back and work on it.
Yeah, just flag stuff for today.
Yeah. So this is the main term, the inflorescence axes term. Sorry, I couldn't hear. You're kind of hard to hear, Dario.
I didn't say anything.
Oh, was it? I don't know.
This is Barry.
Oh, hi, Barry.
Yeah, I thought it was Barry.
Oh, great. So, Barry, have you been listening, or did you?
A little bit, yes.
So we're looking at some proposals to rename the inflorescence branch terms and change them back to inflorescence axes, which they were originally.
Okay.
I don't know why we have this blank page in here. Okay. All right. So Brandon and Dario, why don't you, so we were just talking about the very top term, and maybe we'll show Barry really quickly. I don't know if you saw these diagrams on the tracker that came out, but this is the existing situation. We have an inflorescence axis, which is the general term. And then currently these secondary or subsequent branches were called inflorescence branch. And their proposal is to rename this whole system So we just discussed inflorescence axis. And so now let's move on to the next one, and then we'll come back to the pictures if we need to, the diagram. So we were talking about the correct way to name the meristems that these arise from. So, okay, so Ren and Daria, okay. I'll let you continue there, and we'll try to get through this.
Okay, so our next term here is first-order inflorescence axis. Current definition is an inflorescence axis that is the primary or main axis of an inflorescence. Okay, so we've proposed no revisions to that definition. This is another case where we're just changing a comment. So here we flesh out just a sort of educational guide about the two main types of inflorescences as we see them. So types that have a central axis and those that do not. So monopodial versus sympodial inflorescences.
So why don't you go ahead and read the current comment and then what the revised one is.
Okay.
Everybody.
So the current comment is a first order inflorescence axis consists of either a peduncle alone or a peduncle plus its continuation, depending on the form of the inflorescence. And so the revised comment is a first order inflorescence axis is the axis connecting the inflorescence with the peduncle. Monopodial inflorescences, such as the raceme, have a centrally located main axis. In contrast, sympodial inflorescences, such as a raphidium, do not have a main axis and comprise repeating units which develop from a first order inflorescence axis.
And remind
us. You would not consider a peduncle being a continuation of the inflorescence axis?
Yeah, so that's an interesting question because the way the first comment is laid out, I thought that it was very overlap. I mean, peduncle is in the PO, obviously. Mm-hmm. And so saying that it could be the peduncle alone sounded to me like complete overlap with the definition of peduncle, like if it could just be the peduncle. But I don't have particularly strong feelings about this. I just reworded it.
Dennis and Melanie, or everybody else, can means remind me, is there a node between the peduncle and the inflorescence, or is it just a continuation?
Okay, yeah, so the peduncle is basically the equivalent of a pedicel on a flower, but it's for the whole inflorescence. So it's where it stops being vegetative and starts being reproductive. Yeah. So, you know, when you talked about when you first see that reduced leaf, it's sort of the node below that thing.
Yeah.
So is this looks correct, this diagram that we have on the screen here? It looks like it is, yeah.
Yeah, that's a peduncle.
This is the peduncle. Okay.
And the thing and the pedicels on individual flower. That's like a cherry or something.
Yeah. It's funny they have all these human pictures. So there's when you look things up on Google, there's amazing variety of things.
So is the peduncle always present even if the inflorescence is not branching?
It can't be an inflorescence. How to put it? An inflorescence has to have more than one flower.
Right, right.
And the reason I'm asking,
by definition, if there's more than one flower, it's branched.
Right.
Yes.
But why not?
So I think.
No. What I'm asking is that, the reason I'm asking is because if for example there is a gladuli, right? Versus a tassel of a corn, which has the higher order branch inflorescence branches. It's my feeling that anything which is the base of the stem inflorescence axis below the first branch coming out, that could be the peduncle. But
correct.
I may be wrong.
No, that's right.
And yeah, I think that's
anything first. Below the first flower, when there's more than one flower. Yep.
So I would just say it is basically an inflorescence base, inflorescence axis, mm-hmm. primary, first order inflorescence axis.
Yeah, in a way, the base of the inflorescence axis is a nice way to say it.
Yeah, it's just very hard to put definite bounds on it. But yeah, I think it's always there.
Yeah.
So because the inflorescence is already transitioned into making, and the apical meristem has already transitioned into making inflorescence. Now, if we don't put peduncle as part of the inflorescence axis, then create a problem.
Yeah. No. You're right, because that internode below that first, you know, reduced leaf structure is where the decision was made.
Right.
Part of that process.
So peduncle is basically the base of your first order inflorescence axis.
Yes. Yep. And we could change that to say continuation for sure.
Yeah.
So it's a continuation of the peduncle.
We'll tweak it to reflect that.
It's not a continuation of the, it is a continuation of peduncle, but what you say that first inflorescence axis includes peduncle. It's not a continuation. It just includes peduncle.
Yep.
Yes.
Exactly.
So the peduncle should be a first order inflorescence axis.
Peduncle is a part of first order inflorescence axis.
Yep. Yeah. It's the bottom part.
Yeah. It's about as good as you can define as the bottom part, since you can't find the exacting bounds.
Basal segment. The basal segment.
Do we have a proposal?
First order inflorescence axis.
Revise this then. You guys, you know, Brandon and Dara,
we'll
can do it on the Google Doc at the same time. It's fine. You've got access to it too. So why don't you
put down? I can
word that.
Sure, we can do that. I'm working on my laptop screen, so it's a little crunched when they're screen sharing. Hold
on. But you can just work on the Google Doc on your own Google Doc. You don't have to work on the screen sharing one. You know, one trick with Zoom is it always takes over your whole screen, and you can make it not full screen. Most people know that.
All right, this has been reordered.
So are we revising comment right now?
I thought that's what Brandon.
Okay, so what about in the first, sorry, Brandon, go ahead.
No. Well, what I was going to ask is, the reason I'm talking about a peduncle at all here is because it was in the current comment.
Right.
So we can keep it in if you want. We could say the basal most portion of the first order inflorescence axis is referred to as the peduncle, rather than saying how it's connected. So we could talk about, I think it's most important to talk about what a first order inflorescence axis is. And at the end of the comment, we could say, sort of what I just said, if people like it, the basal most portion is referred to as the peduncle, and then give the PO number. Does that sound good to people?
Makes sense to me. Put the important stuff at the beginning.
Yeah, I could type it in here and see how it looks.
Sorry, I had my mic muted because it's kind of noisy in here. Could you put it on the Google Doc there?
Sure, I'll go ahead and type in something right now. Something like that.
And then remove the first sentence?
Yeah. So how does that look?
Sorry, I was muted. To me, these comments don't explain too much about what the first order axis is. It's sort of more talking about the types of inflorescences.
Okay, well,
it might be more helpful to kind of delineate any, you know, comments that we need to add about actual inflorescence axes. And then I would think these comments maybe would be better on the actual inflorescence types.
Okay.
So that's what the part you just added was this.
Let I don't know if there's much, I mean, to me, there's not much more to say about these rather than sometimes it's a central axis and sometimes it's just the first which higher orders branch from.
I know what is happening here. I think what you're missing in Ripedium is the inflorescence internode missing. There is no elongation of the inflorescence internode.
Well, in that case, in the Ripedium, there's only one higher order branch that comes from the first.
Yeah. And there would be other things like that.
Yeah. I mean, there are other cases. It's just one example. Mm-hmm. I used it because I like the name. So I just picked one example that worked.
This way, I think we are just redefining the whole of botany kind of things.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to take the fire from the community.
Yeah, so I mean,
I think the point with this comment is that there are two like basic ground plans to inflorescences, right. And there are these monopodial and sympodial systems, and this is just identifying how that those two systems are created around the first order inflorescence axis.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if we scroll up a little bit to the two sets of figures. The top one is the monopodial system and the bottom one is the sympodial system. And I think that this comment is just trying to encompass that main axis and the one that's on the screen now, and then the black axis on the sympodial system.
Mm-hmm. But this is fundamental, not just to inflorescences, but to vegetative branching also. So the whole books on tree architecture are all based on sympodial versus monopodial branching.
Right. So in this diagram, this is the peduncle here, right?
Yes.
Right.
Yep. Yes.
And then what is this? Is that a peduncle
It's just your second order inflorescence axis.
Okay. Not a peduncle as well.
So by that way, what I'm saying is that for peduncle is nothing, but it is just the basal part of the first order.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's just where it is. It's location. You know, it's everything, they say.
So we need to revisit peduncle as well, then.
Agreed.
Well, we just need to simplify it as we discussed, you know.
I think these things are becoming really good, interesting cases. And I just got an idea that it's very difficult to publish all these things and it takes time. You cannot put everything, all of these details in your real peer-reviewed publications. I think the documents that we are creating, if we can tweak it a little bit and open them as white papers, that would be fantastic.
I will tell you that, you know, the most people who teach morphology and systematics, you know, when it comes to inflorescences, they just kind of want to jump off a bridge because there's no real place to go right now. They're around, most of it's in German. It's difficult and people skirt around the issue. So that was one of the reasons to do this, is to provide something that didn't exist to the community.
So do you think that we can convert this document into a publication?
I think we could do that.
In the journal, which one do you have? The systematics or something?
Yeah, I mean, we'll look at, see whether we can do it and see what we want to do, right?
Yeah, and I don't, and if peer review goes through, that's fine. If not, then we can just convert it into a white paper coming out of this publication, and we all author that.
Yeah, and I mean, that was my suggestion with the fruit revisions. I thought that would be something also that we could
develop into. Yes.
But those, you know, those, so we need to take those changes and make it consistent through the plantium,
mm-hmm.
and then add some, you know, have some data sets annotated to those terms.
Even if the data is not there, I would just say how you describe the various fruit types and how the ontology is showing that.
You need to be.
That is absolutely fine at that level.
I have a question, actually. I mean, it doesn't it relates to citing the PO. So I have these papers I'm doing on cycad morphology, for example,
mm-hmm.
where I want to talk about the different types of spines and prickles in them. So I was going to use you know, say, you know, prickle is blah, blah, but I was going to put after the word prickle, I was going to cite the PO number.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. And that, you know, to kind of get people to start thinking about that when they're using terms.
That is acceptable. That is acceptable.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So that is fine. So what, start thinking about it the way you guys are doing an excellent job over here of creating these things. I think we can always, target is a peer review, but if not for these particular small papers, if not, then we open it up as white papers.
Sounds good.
And it can actually be go to the, we'll see, it can go to the ICBO or any other ontology workshops and things.
Yeah, or even something planty.
Yeah, no, like this is a product. We have put in so much of an effort and not everything can go into publications.
Yeah, sure.
So we should convert them as public.
Yeah, documents. Yeah, I agree with you.
Completely, yeah, for sure. So how are people for time here? It's already almost quarter after. Do we want
How much is left?
Oh, a lot.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess work out these first ones, then all the others.
Yeah. Why don't we go with the higher order one, and then maybe, like you say, after that, they're not so controversial.
Let's do this one.
Yeah.
Okay, I think it's a good idea. Yeah.
This is kind of a fundamental change, actually, this one.
Yeah, so this is a case of the renaming that swapping the synonym names that Laurel talked about earlier. So this higher order inflorescence axis is a renaming of inflorescence branch. And like she said earlier, even though there are things annotated this term, it's just a renaming, so it shouldn't break those. So switching the synonym again.
Real quick, we'll go back to the diagram.
And the current definition is an inflorescence axis that is a branch arising from a first order inflorescence axis or from a higher order inflorescence branch. The revised definition is an inflorescence axis which develops from an axillary inflorescence bud on an inflorescence axis. The current comment, there isn't one, and we added, for the revised comment here, we propose a sort of guiding comment. When mapping annotations to inflorescence axes, which are of an order greater than 10, annotate directly to higher order inflorescence axis, so this term. And what that alludes to is, post this term, you go to second, third, fourth, and so on, orders of inflorescence axes up to 10.
So which develops on a inflorescence axis or which develops on a first order inflorescence axis?
Well, it could develop on a first order. It could develop on a higher order as well. So we wrote it this way so that this could be the 101st order inflorescence axis.
This is like the general term for all the higher order inflorescence axes. I'll show you the diagram again.
No, that is fine. So what I'm trying to say,
branch, and now it's going to be higher order inflorescence axis. So we can't specify that it arises only from a first order inflorescence axis because it could arise, as Brandon just said, it could arise from a 10th order inflorescence axis. Oops, I'm on the wrong one.
Yeah, it would always be at least the first order. So that's why we didn't work it in.
Right. Okay. That's what we have here in the original. We said arises from a first order inflorescence axis or from a higher order inflorescence branch. But we didn't want to use the higher order again. That's the problem with using higher order in the name, because then we can't say really.
Okay, another one.
We've kind of gone back and forth on this. We had they had greater number inflorescence axis and.
Okay, another one, which it does not develop from inflorescence, axillary inflorescence bud. It develops from whatever inflorescence apical branch, apical meristem.
Yeah, what we just talked about in that earlier. Yeah.
The bud, but originally it's the apical meristem or axillary.
Yeah, axillary.
It's not bud.
Well, I mean, that develops into the bud, and then the bud develops into the axis. So.
No.
I mean, I get what you're saying. So we could say axillary inflorescence meristem here. And I think this should be of, maybe.
Okay. Yeah, and that was something we talked about before, of or on. And yeah.
Are there any
axillary? No, really, it's on A is fine as long as you change axillary inflorescence bud to the apical meristem.
Okay.
From which develops from an axillary, yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
On an inflorescence axis. N, A-N.
A-N.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand that. But I still think on is awkward there, though.
Yeah, I think of is better.
I don't really off, like on.
On is a little more like it's sitting on it somewhere right. On the surface. Yeah. Whereas
in the branch case, of... In the case of umbel, you would say there are hundreds of them, hundreds of first or second order branches.
Second or greater, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Second order, just like in a raceme, there could be hundreds of them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's fine.
And I think it might be worthwhile in this comment, just before, I mean, this is a good detail to put, but I think it might be worthwhile to just make some comment about, this is a general term for all of the inflorescence axes higher than first order. Just to make that clear that we're not talking about a single.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know. I think a little, it might just help.
That's easy to add.
Yeah, it's easy.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think it'll make things really clear and concrete.
Because it is important that this is like the general term for all the ones that arise beyond this. I'll just put dot.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. So now that we have the higher order inflorescence axis, we can look at the second order.
Yeah, so here we go. Scroll down. So this is similar to what we just talked about. Yeah, so this starts the point where the majority of what's below here are just increasing orders until 10. And this is a renaming of primary inflorescence branch. So again, swapping term name with an exact synonym. Current definition is an inflorescence branch arising from a first order inflorescence axis. Revised definition, a higher order inflorescence axis which develops from, and we can insert the differences above, on an first order inflorescence axis. And so this would read as above, which develops from an axillary inflorescence meristem on a first order inflorescence axis.
No, and that's, no, go back to that definition.
I was just going to grab that, okay.
Because the second order would be the one single axis that develops from the first order. It cannot be any higher order.
Yes.
Right.
So that, of a first order inflorescence axis.
An inflorescence axis which develops from the first order inflorescence axis.
Well, no, but it is in the category of the higher order inflorescence axes, the way the higher order inflorescence axis is defined. It's a subclass of higher order inflorescence axes. It has to be, otherwise this definition of higher order axis is not correct.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
So all of these subsequent orders of axes will be children of higher order inflorescence axis, but then they're differentiated by which axis they arise from.
Exactly.
So would you have a part of?
A corresponding part of relationship?
Or occurs on?
I don't think a second order is part of the first order.
Yeah,
well, it'll be part of the inflorescence.
Do we have occurs on or occurs in or something like that?
We have occurs in. Well, so, are you thinking that it occurs on?
Think about it, because the second order would always be present on the first order.
Right, as we've defined. Yeah.
Okay.
So there is a relationship.
I mean, aside from the direct relationship,
there is a spatial relationship. It's not just the developmental relationship, but there is a spatial relationship that it is present on the first order, or present on the second order, or present on the third order.
Yeah, I don't know if, I mean, Barry, what are your thoughts on that? Do you think that that's something that we would need to add? I mean, I'd never even really considered that.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Oh, you're kind of breaking up there.
So you don't need to add it, but you do need to check that you're not repeating information from the definition of higher order inflorescence axis here. It should flow smoothly. So it, ideally, it would look like second order inflorescence, the higher order inflorescence axis is of the second order. But you can't do it quite simply.
Barry, we're having some problems hearing you there. Can you repeat that, please?
I'll send a chat.
Okay. Let me open my chat here.
So for now, they're all is A of a higher order inflorescence axis.
Yes, yes.
Right.
Let me open the chat here. Barry's going to send us something on the chat.
And I think I have another thing. I have to go back and look, but you either need a comma in front of which, or you need to change which to that.
How's that?
Are those things allowed in your definition?
Commas?
Yeah.
Sure.
But I'm going to check on later today on which versus that in these uses. Because they're different. One is specific and the other is not specific.
Yeah. Okay. And I'm going to make a note here.
And that I think is the more specific thing, restricts it to exactly.
You're correct. Okay, Barry says you do not need to add anything. You should check that you're not reusing information already in the definition higher order in case you can subtract something. So I think what he's getting at is we don't need to restate that it arises from an axillary inflorescence meristem. Although I think it's sort of useful information there because these are...
It is repetitive, but... We did it with the fruit terms as well, and it just sort of makes it a little bit more complete. I mean, I like it, but if it's too much, then we can remove it.
I sort of think it's useful there because it helps people visualize, you know, where this is actually coming from. Because these are a little bit complicated, especially if you don't have an image. Barry, the thing that I was hoping that you'd comment on is this, if we need to have a curse on. Or like Pankaj mentioned, like a spatial relationship saying where these are. I think that's encompassed by the definition. And, you know, that's not really an existing relationship in the ontology. So that would require creating a new one. And we would have to figure out how to define that and so on.
There is a message from Barry in the tech chat.
So I just checked out which versus that because I had some notes on it.
Okay.
And these are cases where we want to use that. Because if you use which, then the first part is not dependent on the second part. If you use that, then it is, which is exactly what we
want. Right.
And then we would move that comma then?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we'll change them all to be that's.
Will do.
Thank you, Dennis. That's very helpful. You know botany and grammar.
No Englishman would think I know grammar.
Hang on, I'm trying not to mess up the Google Doc.
Perfect.
Okay. Good thing to remember. Okay. So we'll change these to that. Oops. So since we're kind of running out of time, I think we can skip over the remaining ones until we get down to the bottom. Because each of these follows the same pattern as second order, then we have third order, so it's a swapping of the branch and the axes terms. The only wrinkle here with doing this is that the synonyms were designed based on the branch terms. So we need to revise these synonyms because rama means branch in Spanish. And so we actually, Brennan and Dari and I have been talking about this. And I think you guys said that you can source from somebody to find out how to, you know, rename these, the branch terms in Spanish. But the Japanese will either have to get someone to revise these synonyms in Japanese or else we'll have to change the scope of the synonyms.
So, but the actual definition has, the concept is not changed.
The concept has not changed, no.
So if we leave these synonyms as it is, that's fine.
Well, yeah, except for the Japanese, I don't think we want to say exact. I think what we could do is we could call it related. So that was my suggestion. And if we did want to get them revised, we could, because we don't want to say that's an exact translation when we've changed the name.
But so, translations are never exact, actually.
Well, right now they're called exact. So we have 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, and then the final one. So I'll let you guys introduce this, and then we'll wrap up. Okay.
Okay, so the final is the 10th year. And so before, we had a term 9th or higher order inflorescence axis. This is a renaming of that term, but it's called 10th order inflorescence axis. And then again, we've moved all of those generic non-specific higher order inflorescence branches to that higher order inflorescence axis term. The current definition of this is an inflorescence branch arising from an 8th order inflorescence branch or higher. The revised definition would be a higher order inflorescence axis that develops from apical inflorescence meristem on a 9th order inflorescence axis. And again, I'll cascade those changes down through these definitions. There's no current comment, no revisions to that current comment. I've updated the order for the Spanish inflorescence synonym. Again, the Japanese is...
So we don't have something for nth order.
It's the higher order inflorescence axis term at the top. Mm-hmm.
So, and I don't think this could be, this would only be the 9th order.
Oh yes, that term needs to change there. Yeah. There we go.
So one issue is we have to make sure that since originally this was encompassing 9th or higher, we need to make sure that nothing's annotated to that.
I believe I checked and I don't think there's anything.
Yeah, because we are, so this is sort of a little bit more complicated than the other revisions because we actually are kind of changing the meaning of this where the other one, now we're just talking about 10th order inflorescence axes.
Yeah, as far as I could see on dev, there wasn't anything.
We're not changing the meaning of the definition here in this process. In which case, we would have to obsolete this and create a new one. So any comments?
That's fine.
Okay. Because originally, this term was encompassed the 9th and everything higher branches. And now it's just the 10th order axes. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit, yeah.
Okay.
Barry, are you following that? Does that look like that's okay to make that change?
Yes, I'm sending in the
chat. Can you open his comments?
Yeah. There isn't any thing there yet. I don't know if are you sending us a comment, Barry? Maybe not. Okay. We've never had anyone annotate to anything at 9th or higher levels, so I think we're okay here. Okay. Oh, that's a good comment, yeah. Do you see that, guys?
Do you mind opening the comment on your screen?
Yeah, it's right here. Can't you see it?
No.
That's a great comment.
It says you should add a comment to the effect that if you do not know the order, you should use
yeah.
the order.
Yeah.
Yep. And actually, we could probably put that comment on all of them.
Yeah, and I think it complements the comment that is on higher order in the in these revisions.
Yeah. Good.
I'll put a comment on there now.
I don't know if I can copy this. Yeah, here, I'll put it on there.
Oh. Somebody got hurt.
What's going on? I don't know why it's pink. But. Okay. So I think we need to wrap up there. And then I propose we meet again on the 21st next week and continue with these because we've got quite a bit of work to do and it'd be nice to get through, get to the actual inflorescence types.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
okay.
I'll schedule a call for next Tuesday and we can continue with the changes here. But I think this is good. We've covered these. So that's great. And you guys can work on them in the coming week and we can take a look at the finished product at the end next week.
Okay. We'll do it.
Sounds good.
Okay. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you for feedback, everyone.
Hey, you got to go shovel some snow now.
Bye. Stay safe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Thanks so much.
Okay. Where's my stop share?